Northeast Career Planning is an agency that's been in the Capital District for a number of years. In fact, we're celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. We're an agency that works with people with disabilities. We provide many, many services for folks that have all disability groups. Some have learning disabilities, physical disabilities, mental health problems, and so forth. We have a number of programs. Many of them are vocational, job placement, and that sort of thing. But in addition to that, we have a sign language interpreter service, and I manage that service. Last year, we provided interpreters for over 800 events, appointments, and things in the Capital District.
And Lori, you are part of that interpreting service. When did you first learn how to sign?
I was in college, actually, and I was active in an after-school group, and they had a deaf contingent. And I met a deaf woman who wanted to speak better. At the time, I was studying communication disorders to be a speech pathologist. And I said that I would help her speak better if she taught me sign language. And I honestly think I got the better end of the deal.
Sandy, this time of the year, you're in demand at colleges, which are, of course, holding their commencements. Do they call you? Do you offer your services to them? How does this all come together?
Yeah. Our service has been in existence for a number of years now, so most of the colleges contact us. We provided interpreters for about, I think it's 12 different college commencements, most of the colleges in the area. Things usually start up around the first of the year. The colleges start to contact us at that point and give us their dates and details about their commencements. And we start then reaching out to the interpreters that we have and matching them with the appropriate event.
Lori, when you do a service for someone, do you get to see what they're going to say beforehand? For instance, a college commencement, you may not get to see the speech that the featured guest is going to give. Does that make it tougher?
Yes, it does. We try to ask for as many scripts and directions as possible, which would help us, and we can prep beforehand. When we don't get the scripts, then we have to wing it.
Yes, Sandy, what other events do you offer sign services for? I'm sure there are a lot of speeches at this time of the year, but what other kind of events have you been contacted by?
Well, we do a number of school, college, and high school or even elementary school events, school plays, parent-teacher conferences, meetings, that sort of thing. We provide interpreters for medical appointments in the community and even medical procedures.
Lori, it always amazes me when I watch someone doing a signing that there seems to be a gesture for every single word in the English language. I mean, have you ever been stumped?
Yes. There is no word-for-word translation. We work off concepts. If there's a word that we don't have a sign for, then we will sign the concept to make it clear.
Is signing hard to learn? It looks like it'd be very hard, is it?
For me personally, it was easy.
Really?
I believe that's because I'm a visual learner. I've been watching videos on the computer or watching videos on the TV, working with people one-on-one, watching them. It's more difficult to learn from a book because a book is only one-dimensional. So having somebody in front of you is the best way to learn.
Sandy, do you have enough people like Lori to go around to meet all the demands that you get?
You know, sometimes we don't. We have a roster of about 30 interpreters, but we have a high demand for their services, and we are frequently in a situation where we're really having to call different people to try to book a job, and it's tough.
If someone wants some information about your services or about Northeast Career Planning, Sandy, what should they do?
Well, we have a website, www.northeastcareer.org, and our main phone number is 465-5201.
And Lori, you get the final word. If someone out there is listening and thinks, you know, maybe I want to learn how to sign, what would you tell them?
I think that's a great idea. They should contact, actually, Sandy at Northeast and express an interest, and Sandy will connect the proper people with each other. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's interested, we can give them a list of places to go to learn. If they've had some classes and are interested to become a professional interpreter, then they need to meet with some of us and make sure that they're qualified to go out on a job.